many fine tales of Sherlock Holmes. A Scandal in Bohemia.
Now I know Dr. Watson's waiting for us, so let's go in and join him.
Oh, hello. Come in, come in, come in.
Good evening, Dr. Watson.
Good evening, Mr. Foreman.
What a lovely home you have.
Well, you're quite muffled up today, I see. Overcoat, scarf, gloves. Slip them off. Come and join me by the fire.
Thanks, Doctor. Quite a nip in the air tonight.
Yes, there is indeed.
Well, Doctor, you told us last week that tonight's story centered around the activities of a brilliant and beautiful woman.
Yes, my boy. Her name was Irene Adler. But I never knew Holmes to refer to her by any other name than the woman.
She sounds mighty intriguing. How did you happen to meet up with her?
Well, I'll tell you the story from the beginning. Late one night, when returning home from visiting a patient, my steps led me through Baker Street. Since my marriage, I hadn't seen much of Sherlock Holmes. And
you just couldn't resist stopping by 221B, I'm sure, Doctor.
Of course I couldn't. As I stood outside the well-remembered door, I looked up at the lighted windows and saw the tall, spare figure of my old friend pass twice in the dark silhouette against the blind. He was pacing the room swiftly, eagerly, with his head sunk in his chest and his hands clasped behind him. To me, who knew his every mood and habit, his attitude and manner told their own story. He was hot on the scent of some new problem. I rang the bell and a few moments later, found myself standing before him.
Marriage suits you, Watson. You look in splendid shape.
Yes, Holmes. I'm feeling very well, thank you.
And in practice again, I see?
Oh.
You didn't tell me that you'd gone back into the harness.
Yes, how did you know?
Elementary, my dear chap. If a gentleman walks into my room smelling of iodoform, with a black mark of nitrate of silver on his right forefinger, and then a bulge on his left side of his cap to show where the stethoscope was, I would be dull indeed if I didn't pronounce him to be an active member of the medical community.
Same as ever, Holmes. By the way, I'm not interrupting you, am I?
Yes, you actually are, old fellow. But it's a most welcome interruption.
Oh, you're working on a new case?
It looks like it. This letter arrived by the last post today. It's undated and has neither signature nor address. Read it.
Well, let's have a look. There will call upon you tonight, at 7:45, a gentleman who desires to consult you upon a matter of the very deepest moment. Your recent services to one of the royal houses of Europe have shown that you are one who may safely be trusted.
Yes, go on.
This account of you we have from all quarters received. Be in your chamber then at that hour, and do not take it amiss if a visitor wears a mask. Great Scott, Holmes. It all sounds very mysterious. What do you imagine it means?
Look carefully at the note, Watson. What do you deduce from it?
Let's see. Well, the man who wrote it was presumably well-to-do. Such paper couldn't be bought for under half a crown a packet, and it's peculiarly strong and stiff.
Peculiar. That's the very word. It's not an English paper at all. Hold it up to the light. Do you notice anything?
Yes. There's a large E with a small G.
Mm-hmm.
And a large G with a small T woven into the texture of the paper.
What does that suggest to you?
The name of the maker, no doubt. Or perhaps his monogram.
Not at all, my dear fellow. The G with the small T stands for Gesellschaft, which is German for company.
And the large E, small G?
That stands for Egria.
Egria?
It's in a German-speaking country in Bohemia, not far from Carlsbad.
So the paper was made in Bohemia?
Undoubtedly. and the man who wrote the note is a German.
And how do you know that?
Observe the curious construction of the sentence. This account of you we have from all quarters received. A Frenchman or Russian could not have written that. It's the German who is discourteous to his verbs.
Well, there's your client now, Holmes. I'd better go.
No. Unless you have to.
Well, I could stay. I thought perhaps that...
Then, my dear chap, stay. By all means, I've lost without my Boswell, and this promises to be interesting. I told Mrs. Hudson to let the masked visitor come upstairs unannounced. Come in. Good evening, sir.
Hello. You, received my note?
Yes, indeed. Come in, won't you? Sit down. This is my friend and colleague, Dr. Watson. You may say anything before him that you could say to me. Now, whom have I had the honor to address?
You may address me as Sir Count von Kramm.
How do you do, sir?
And you must excuse the masks I wear. The person who employs me wishes that his agent be unknown to you. And I may confess at once that the title by which I have just called myself is not exactly my own.
I was well aware of that fact, sir.
You see, Mr. Holmes, the fact I am about to discuss implicates the great house of Ormstein, hereditary kings of Bohemia.
That had not escaped me either, sir. In fact, if you will state your case, I shall better be able to advise you, Your Majesty.
But how? How did you... Yes. Yes. I am the king. Why should I attempt to conceal it?
Why, indeed?
I shall remove the mask.
There. Mr. Holmes, I have traveled incognito from Prague for the express purpose of consulting you.
Then please consult.
Briefly, the facts is these. Some 5 years ago, during a visit to Warsaw, I made the acquaintance of the well-known adventuress Irene Adler.
Irene Adler? We know of her, Your Majesty.
Look her up in the index for me, will you, Watson? It's right beside you on the desk there.
I imagine that her name would not be unfamiliar to you.
Here we are. A. Abrahams. Acton Green. Hatchet Murders. Adler.
Splendid. Hand me the file, old chap. Irene Adler, born in New Jersey. Contralto. Prima donna. Imperial Opera of Warsaw. Oh, retired from operatic stage. Living in London, quite so. And here's a recent notation, Your Majesty, as I understand, became entangled with this young person, wrote her some compromising letters, and is now desirous of getting those letters back.
Precisely so. But how could...
Was there a secret marriage?
No, none.
No legal papers or certificates?
No.
Then I fail to follow, Your Majesty. If this young lady should produce her letters for blackmailing purposes, how is she to prove her authenticity?
There is handwriting.
That could be a forgery, Your Majesty.
But it was private note paper.
Then stolen.
My own seal.
Imitated.
My photograph.
Bought.
We were both in the photograph.
Oh dear me. Yes, that's very bad. Your Majesty has indeed committed an indiscretion.
Did you inscribe this photograph, Your Majesty?
Yes, Dr. Watson. I am afraid I did.
Good gracious.
Mr. Holmes, it must be recovered.
Perhaps if you were to pay enough, the photograph might be bought.
She refuses to sell.
Stolen, then?
5 attempts have been made. 2 burglars in my pay ransacked her house.
Oh, dear.
Once we even diverted her luggage when she traveled, and 2 she has been waylaid. No results.
It's quite a pretty little problem.
It is a deadly serious matter to me.
Your Majesty, what does Miss Adler intend to do with the photograph?
To ruin me.
How so?
Well, I'm about to be married to the second daughter of Scandinavia. She's the very soul of delicacy. A shadow of a doubt as to my conduct would bring the matter to an end.
And Irene Adler threatens to send the photograph to your fiancé, I suppose?
Yes, and she will do it, rather than let me marry another woman. There are no lengths to which she will not go. None.
Are you sure she hasn't already sent it in, Your Majesty?
I am sure.
And why?
She said she will send it on the day my betrothal is publicly announced. That day will be next Monday.
Splendid. Then we will have 3 days. Your Majesty will, of course, stay in London for the present?
Yes, certainly. You'll find me at the Langham Hotel, registered as Count von Kram.
Just 2 questions before you leave.
What are they?
Is the photograph large or small?
Quite large. And it was in a heavy frame.
I see. And what is Irene Adler's London address, please?
Briony Lodge, Serpentine Avenue, St. John's Wood.
Thank you, Your Majesty, and good night. I trust that we shall soon have some good news for you.
I am placing all of my hopes in you, Mr. Holmes. Good night. And to you, Dr. Watson.
Good night, Your Majesty. Fascinating problem, Holmes. I wish I could help with it.
You can, my dear chap. I shall be glad to have your company.
Well then, what's our first move?
A good night's rest. We'll meet here at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
And then?
Then, my dear fellow, we will see what we can find out about Miss Irene Adler, late of the Warsaw Imperial Opera Company, and at present residing at Briony Lodge, Serpentine Avenue, St. John's Wood.
Well, Holmes, I'm ready to go examine the Briony Lodge.
On the contrary, Watson. I couldn't help myself, and I went to examine it last night. It appeared to be rather boring and dull. A bourgeois residence that represents the essence of a dignified suburbia. Tells us very little about the owner. I think a visit to the local public house might prove a little more instructive. Come on, old chap. I see the door of the coach across the street inviting us in.
Well, our disguises shouldn't cause any suspicion.
Is that sarcasm, Watson?
No, not at all.
Well, as a couple of stable hands, I figured we could inspire confidence. This is a horsey neighborhood, and there's a wonderful sympathy in Freemasonry among the fraternity. Here we are. Better let me do most of the talking.
Yes, I will. I'm sure that your accent will be more convincing than mine.
Well, then, let's go in, shall we?
Well, what'll it be, mates?
Half a bowl of shine, please. How about you, Charlie?
I'll have the same.
2 half-old mild, coming right up. Here we are, mateys, here. That'll be a tenner.
Have a drink with us, governor.
Don't mind if I do, I'll have a Guinness. You blokes do, Ronnie? Eh?
Oh, yes. We just come over from Clapham.
Clapham, eh? Well, here's looking at you. You hunting for jobs?
Yes, that's right. We was told that Miss Adler crossed the Briony Lodge needed new coachman and groom.
Well, it's the first I've heard of it. But it might be true. Have you been over there to ask?
No, not yet. We thought we'd find out something about the old girl first.
She ain't no old girl, matey. She's the prettiest young thing you ever seen in a bonnet, and that's a fact.
You know her, Governor?
Of course I know her. Used to drive her carriage I did afore I come to work here.
Oh, what's she like?
Well, as nice a little lady you'll find, chum.
Work you hard?
No, she lives quiet like. Goes out singing at concerts once in a while. Rest of the time it's money for gin. She goes out for a drive park every night at 5, comes back for dinner 6:30. Rest of the time's your own.
Oh, she ain't married, you say?
No, but she's got a bloke who comes here all the time. He's a barista dice gentleman. Mr. Geoffrey Norton is his name. Good-looking fella. Wouldn't be surprised to see him spliced.
Sounds like a nice cushy job to me. Come on, Charlie. Let's get over to the house, see what's what. Much obliged to you, chum.
Good luck, mateys. Thanks for the Guinness.
Good night. Well, that was interesting. What's our next move, Holmes?
Let's stroll back to Brioni Lodge, shall we? I'm undecided whether to continue my investigations there or try to find out something about Mr. Geoffrey Norton, the barista. If he's just her lawyer and nothing else, it's more than likely that she's entrusted the photograph to his safekeeping.
Holmes, look across the street. There's a cab waiting outside Miss Adler's house now.
Hurry, Watson. It may be Mr. Norton's.
It looks like Mr. Norton. We're at the front gate. Now what?
Yes. And here comes a man hurrying down the pathway. Quick, behind his post. Listen.
Where to, Mr. Norton?
Drive like the devil. First to Gross and Hankey's in Regent Street, and then to the Church of St. Monica in Edgware Road. Half a sovereign if you do it in 20 minutes.
Right you are, Mr. Norton. Hop in.
Try and signal a cab, Watson. We must follow him. There's Mrs. Adler in the coach behind him.
It looks like they made it to the church before us, Holmes.
I think I should go in and check it out. You stay outside and watch guard.
I can do that. Oh, my. Is that Mrs. Adler and Norton right here?
I'm gonna go back to my office.
I shall drive out in the park at 5 o'clock as usual.
Oh, I've got to tell Holmes.
Watson, Watson. Watson, have they left yet, good fellow?
Yes, yes, you just missed them. They left in separate cabs. I overheard him saying he was going back to his office, and she shall drive back to the park at 5 o'clock as usual.
Splendid. Then we can return to Baker Street. Come on.
So what happened inside the church, Holmes?
They were married.
Married?
Of course. The ceremony would be illegal if performed afternoon. That accounted for the wild dash to the church. Jump into the cab, old fellow.
Where it'll be now, Governor?
221B, Baker Street.
So they got married, eh?
Yes, and it made me easy to know that I acted as witness at the ceremony.
You did? But how did that happen?
Well, their own witness failed to show up. And I was dragged into the breach. The bride gave me this sovereign as memento. I think I'll wear it on my watch chain in memory of the occasion.
Wow, what an amazing situation. Things begin to look better for the king, don't they? Now that she's Mrs. Norton, the chances are that she won't expose his majesty after all.
I hope so, Watson. I hope so. But we can't afford to take any chances. I think the time is right for us to come closer to grips with the lady.
All right, Holmes. Perhaps now it's time you tell me your plan.
With pleasure, Watson. And while I'm doing so, I'll proceed with applying makeup for my new disguise.
Another disguise?
I think the character and appearance of a simple-minded, nonconformist clergyman would be most suited to my plan for entering Miss Adler's house.
So you're going to try and enter, then?
I must, my dear fellow. I'm sure the photograph is there. Miss Adler, or rather, Mrs. Norton, will return from her drive in the park at 6:30. We must be at Brioni Lodge to meet her.
And then what?
Leave that to me. I've already made arrangements. There's only one point where I must insist you don't interfere. Come what may, you understand?
Okay, I'm to remain neutral.
Yes, there will be some small unpleasantness. Just don't join in. It'll end with me being brought into the house. And as soon as I'm able to do so, I'll open a window. You watch from outside. When I raise my hand, you will throw an object that I give you.
Where?
Through the window.
Oh.
And at the same time cry fire. You follow me?
Okay. Entirely. But what am I to throw?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just this.
What? Looks like a great big cigar. What is it?
It's technically a plumber smoke rocket fitted with a cap at either end to make it self-lighting.
Oh, is that all?
Your task is confined to throwing it through the window. When you raise the cry of fire, it will be taken up by quite a number of people. You may then walk to the end of the street and I'll rejoin you in 10 minutes. I hope I've made myself clear.
Perfectly.
Good. And now, old fellow, as soon as I've donned my clerical attire, let's be on our way. No time to be lost.
It's nearly 6:30, Holmes. We've been pacing up and down in front of her house for half an hour now. I hope she does come back.
I'm sure she will.
Holmes, what is with all the loafers hanging around her gate?
All part of the plan, old chap. You'll see it play out here in a few minutes.
You still think the photograph is inside the house?
Yes. It's most unlikely that she carries it about with her. Remember, the king told us it was a large framed picture. And also remember, she planned to use it within a few days. It must be where she can lay her hands on it. It must be inside the house.
But her house has been burgled. Twice.
Oh, psh. They just didn't know how to look.
And how will you look?
I won't. I'll get her to show me.
Oh, she'll refuse.
She won't be able to. Oh, quiet down now. Here comes the carriage now. Remember, Watson, carry out my orders to a T.
You can trust me. Good luck. I wonder where his distraction is going to be.
Boy, look, that clergyman just got smashed in the end of the bottle.
We're gonna need to get you cleaned up, my dear. Are you okay?
If you could just take me in to lay down for a bit, maybe wash up, that would be amazing.
Impressive as always, Holmes.
Ooh, poor fella. You see what happened to you, old bloke?
I sure did. A very convincing demonstration.
What you mean, mister?
Well, weren't you, paid by a certain gentleman for this performance?
Ah, he knows about it too, eh? You must be a friend of Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
Yes, I am.
A fine gentleman. He gave us 5 bob apiece for tonight's work.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't through it yet, though. We gotta start yelling fire when somebody tells us.
Well, I'm that somebody, sir. There's Holmes now, inside the house.
Well, look right there. He's opening a window now.
And he's raising his hand now, too. That's my signal. I've got to throw this thing through it. Ready? Fire! Well, that was rather, fun, actually. I assume you have the photograph?
No, but I know where it is. She showed me, as I told you she would.
I guess I'm just confused. How did my part help?
It's no mystery at all, old chap.
What's no mystery?
To make her think her house was on fire. My dear fellow, when a woman thinks her house is on fire, her instinct is at once to rush for the thing she values most. A married woman might grab her baby, but an unmarried woman reaches for her jewel box. In this case, it was the photograph.
Well, where was it then?
In a recess in the living room, just above the right-hand bell pull. I caught a glimpse of it as she drew it out. When I made it known that the fire was a false alarm, she replaced the photograph. As soon as I was able to, I advised her I was feeling well enough to leave.
You didn't take the photograph?
No. I felt that over-precipitance at this stage might ruin everything.
So what do we do now, then?
Drive to the Langham Hotel and inform His Majesty of what has happened. Then return with him here. After that, my dear chap, the case should be ended.
And this is Brioni Lodge, Your Majesty.
I am all impatience. You're certain the photograph will still be here, Mr. Holmes?
I have every reason to believe so, Your Majesty.
I must confess, this might be somewhat of an ordeal.
Then I suggest you let me do most of the talking. Your Majesty, I think I know how to handle her.
Hello. You must be Mr. Sherlock Holmes, I believe?
Yes. I'm him.
My madam told me you would be likely to call. She's left for the continent with her husband.
You mean she's left England?
Never to return?
No! Then the papers and the photograph, all is lost.
We'll soon see. Follow me, I knew where she hid the photograph.
She said you'd be looking for something. I hope you find it.
Let's look. Alright, back here. Ah, here's the photograph.
Is the photograph there, Mr. Holmes?
Yes.
What does it say, Holmes?
Yes, Your Majesty. But it's, a photograph of the lady alone and a letter addressed to me.
So what does it say?
Well, let's see. It reads, "My dear Mr. Sherlock Holmes, you really did very well. Until after the fire alarm, I had no suspicion. But then, when I realized how I had betrayed myself, I began to think. I had been warned that if a king employed an agent, he would certainly employ you. May I congratulate you on your disguise as a dear old clergyman."
Great Scott, Holmes. She was a lot more clever than you thought, huh?
"My husband and I both thought that the best recourse was flight, so you will find the nest empty. As to the photograph of the king and I, His Majesty may rest in peace. I love, and I am loved by a better man than he. I leave another photograph, however, that he might care to possess, and I remain, dear Mr. Sherlock Holmes, very truly yours, Irene Norton."
So that is it, then. I don't need to worry.
That is definitely one way of looking at it.
And the other would be that Holmes was bested by a girl.
Yes, yes, laugh it up, Watson. I am impressed, though.
Pouffaw, girl or not, I am immensely indebted to you. Please tell me if I can reward you in any way.
Your Majesty, actually, the only thing I could ask in return, if I could keep this photograph, sir. I just want to keep it to remember the one time I was tricked by a woman. A woman I shall never forget.
And thus concludes The Scandal in Bohemia. This is a T Loud production. Stay tuned.